COVID-19 cases are surging in Haiti, so much so the government has declared an 8-day health emergency and is instituting a nightly curfew. This news underscores the dire situation there, which is also dealing with a deepening political crisis and a wave of kidnappings. This week, the Biden administration offered at least temporary relief from deportation to some Haitian immigrants living here in the U.S. Immigrant groups welcome the move, but are now calling for a longer-term solution to follow. Jacqueline Charles is a reporter for the Miami Herald, and she joins us now on Skype. And Jacqueline, first tell us about this immigration action by the president. What does it do?
Well, what it does is it provides a safe haven for a minimum of 100,000 Haitians who are currently living in the United States. Some of them are already enrolled in the temporary protected status programs. Others do not have this status, so they basically have been undocumented. And what the administration is saying, that anyone who qualifies and who has been in the United States as of the 21st of May can apply once the application process opens. So for a lot of people who've been living with the anxiety, the fear of being deported, being sent back to Haiti, this really is good news for this community. And it wasn't just a renewal or an extension, but it was a new designation, which means that it opens the pool up so that new immigrants can apply.
Well, you've been speaking with immigrants and advocacy groups who've been calling for this for years. As you said, this is a temporary extension of immigration status. But is there any progress toward a permanent immigration solution for Haitian immigrants who came after the devastating earthquake in 2010?
Exactly. And that is what the advocacy community is saying now, you know, that they are very grateful to the Biden administration for doing this. But while they are celebrating, they want to remember that really what is needed is a permanent pathway to citizenship. The Biden administration did put forth a bill in Congress to try and get that. And so that is really where the next fight, the next battleground is going to be, to get permanent pathway to citizenship for undocumented migrants in this country. And I think I've heard numbers like 11 million.
Well, let's talk about why that's so important. The situation in Haiti, some folks are saying, is dire. Haiti is in the grips of a new surge in coronavirus cases, and it's also in the grips of a political crisis. Can you give us a sense of conditions there?
I mean, you have today a deepening political crisis. You have a constitutional crisis where you have some people who are saying that the president's mandate actually expired February 7th of this year. He is saying no. The Biden administration has backed him up on that. At the same time, you have an alarming spike in kidnappings that have occurred in this country. I mean, where people are asking for $1 million, $5 million ransom, U.S. dollars, in a country where the average person lives on less than $2 a day. The economy has just collapsed. And now you have to surge. I mean, Haiti is the one country that everybody was looking at in this hemisphere, wondering about how would it cope with COVID, given the weakness of its healthcare system. You know, for the last year, Haitians haven't really believed in the COVID pandemic. There's no vaccine. It is the only country in Latin America and the Caribbean that has yet to administer a shot of any COVID vaccine.
Let's slow down here, Jacqueline. That's remarkable. There have been no vaccination efforts on the island?
There's no vaccination efforts right now. What has happened is that the country is among 10 countries that qualifies for free vaccines as part of the UN-backed COVAX program. They were supposed to receive 756,000 doses as part of an initial deployment. But because they were very slow in approving, they have finally now agreed to accept AstraZeneca vaccine. But as a result of what's happening in India, where their vaccines were supposed to come from, there's now a wait. So they may not see a vaccine maybe by July or maybe August. And that first shipment is just going to be 132,000 doses in a population of 11.5 million.
Has the Biden administration announced or said they would announce any new policies aimed at helping Haiti beyond this TPS extension we mentioned? You laying out the crisis there, including the coronavirus crisis, it really seems like the country needs more help.
Exactly. For Haitians in Haiti, you know, the TPS issue is just only part of their expectation from this administration. But what they really want is for the United States to step into the fray, to reassess its policy on Haiti, and to really address what's happening on the ground. They want the United States to take sort of a harder stance on the the administration of President Jovenel Moïse, who has been ruling by decree for more than a year, which means that he has no parliament. He is one of only 11 elected officials in this country of 11.5 million people. The U.S. has equated democracy in Haiti to the holding of elections, but has not said anything about good governance. At the same time, the U.S. has a level 4 travel warning telling Americans, you cannot go to this country because of the kidnappings, because it's unsafe, and now because of COVID. People are being kidnapped, you know, anywhere across the capital where nobody is safe. And I mean, from school kids to teachers to professionals, even for journalists, there have been a number of cases where journalists have been assaulted, they've been attacked during protests. And when the president was asked about this not long ago at a UN Security Council meeting, he basically said, oh, no, these were not journalists who were attacked. These were gang members who were dressed as journalists. So there's a lot of concerns about this country. And today, Haiti is a mess. It's chaotic. And Haitians are asking for the U.S., which has always been heavily involved in its affairs, to basically take a step back and just come back with a different policy.
That's Jacqueline Charles, reporter for the Miami Herald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.